Do you wish you had reliable whole food plant-based meals that were quick, simple, and actually tasted good? Would you like to find your new favorite healthy drinks, snacks, and desserts that make you smile big? Then you're going to love the Power on Plants cookbook. Inside, you'll find our family's favorite recipes that give us more time, more energy, and more joy every single day. Our clients taste tested these recipes and have given their rave reviews. And then I gathered them all up into one delicious collection just for you. Rich Alfredo sauce, creamy tomato soup, tasty burgers, mouthwatering dressings, nacho cheese sauce, brownie batter hummus, and so many more. You no longer have to choose between healthy and delicious. Grab your cookbook and all the current bonuses at poweronplants.com/cookbook today. That's poweronplants.com/cookbook. Hey, sunshine. When you go plant-based, is buying a Vitamix worth it? We get asked that question all the time, so we're answering it for you today. Hey, sister, welcome to the Power on Plants podcast. Are you tired of staring into the fridge wondering what to eat so you can just feel better? Do you want to avoid spending hours in the kitchen making complicated meals in the name of health? Would you love to leave fatigue behind and finally have the energy to do all the things you want to do? Hi, we're Jared and Anita Roussel, Christ followers, healthcare professionals, parents of four, and big fans of great tasting food. We too tried exercising more, eating natural and clean foods, but we still found ourselves struggling with what we thought were changes that come with age or bad genes. And we weren't finding answers the traditional route, so we dug into the research and created our secret nutritional weapon, sustainable plant-based living. The truth is you can eat more whole plant foods, and it's not hard. You just need the way that's realistic and delicious so you never feel deprived. If you're ready to enjoy your meals, no longer be held back by your health struggles, and actively live your life, then you're in the right place. So grab your favorite plant-based cup of happy, pop in those earbuds, and let's get started. Friend, if you are on the plant-based journey, going all in, or just wanting to know how to eat more whole plant foods so you can finally feel better, pie is for you. Now, what do I mean by that? We all love pie. You know, inside our society, I actually just released a chocolate cheesecake pie recipe. Everybody is freaking out about it because it is so good. That's how much we love pie around here. So when I say, are you inside of pie? I don't mean have you jumped into the cheesecake. What I really mean is, have you joined our free community, Podcast Insiders Experience? And if you have not yet, go right now to poweronplants.com/PIE and become a part. Why? Because we love getting to know you, and this is going to propel you to success with sustainable plant-based living. You know, there's a lot of information out there about plant-based living, but how do you make it sustainable? That's what Jared and I are all about, and a huge part of doing that is getting inside the community that is going to set you up for success. And do you know, I have loved getting to know several of you recently inside this group. It is so much fun to put faces with names. So we have some members that come in and they kind of like ghosts. They just want to see what's going on. But that's not really where you're going to get the help and the success you need. What we see time and again is those that actually come into the group, post their picture, put a little blurb about themselves, and start posting, hey, here's what I'm eating. Asking questions about plant-based living, drawing on the successes of others, and even if the others are only one or two steps ahead of them, they already have information that's going to help you get so much farther down the road. That's why community is so beautiful. But I have loved getting to know Elizabeth and Anne and Joelle lately. We have the best members. We have the best members. You guys are awesome. And I have popped into direct messages and started texting back and forth with them. And we're sharing life. We're doing life together. And you know, if you come into Pie and you post your picture and you post a little bit about yourself, it's a great way for us to connect with each other. So don't just get in there and say, okay, I'm just going to kind of hang back and watch what everybody does. No, you're the ones that make the group so amazing, and you need to meet each other. Joelle needs to meet Anne needs to meet Elizabeth. All of you need to get to know each other because you're amazing And I truly feel like this is a place you're going to grow together, not just in plant-based eating, but also in your spiritual walk. Maybe several of you are in the same season of life. This is how you meet each other and can help each other in other areas as well. Maybe several are homeschooling. Maybe several have toddlers and are dealing with struggles that come along with that. Maybe several of you have teens. Maybe several of you are trying to start a business. How are you going to know and grow together if you don't get to know each other and start becoming involved? Maybe you think, I don't have time for that. And I would say to that, we don't have time to not connect. We don't have time to not connect. It doesn't have to take a long amount of time. But when you start sharing life together, living in the relationship that you were created and born to thrive in, you will not believe how much farther and faster you will go. Jared and I can tell you this is true in every area of life. It's true. We know it to be true. So get in there and start sharing. Post your picture first thing. Just post a picture. It doesn't have to be glamorous. We're not about glamorous. We're all about real. And then post a little blurb just about you. Hey, I'm a mom. I have so many kids. I homeschool, or something that you're interested in, something that you love doing. Just those connection points. Think about sharing connection points.
I was thinking the same word, connection point. Thinking about time, and maybe you feel like you don't have enough time to post things, but really, like Anita said, you don't have time not to, because someone else may share an idea with you that saves you so much more time than the time it took you to interact with people in this community.
It happens every time.
And it's not just with recipes, mm-hmm. with preparation. It may be other aspects of life where you would have never thought of whatever that thing is, but it's just a game changer for you.
And then you get the encouragement and the inspiration and the ideas to do things you never even would have thought to do before. You're putting things together because you're seeing other people doing it, because you're posting what you're putting together. You're posting what you tried and what you liked and you didn't like. And literally, it takes like 1 minute to take a photo of your picture. If you're not trying to frame it out and make it all beautiful, and don't do that. This is real life. We're all living real life. It doesn't matter if it's perfectly placed on the plate. Just post a picture. Just post a picture.
Just do it.
Do life together. We're all about doing life together. So right now, get inside PIE, poweronplants.com/PIE, and join us on the inside. Become a part of a vibrant community where we're all learning and growing and making these important and beautiful connections. Because I'm telling you, as I see you post your picture and a little bit about yourself, I think this is a person who really is in here to give it their all. They're posting a little bit about what they're eating. I see that they put their picture on here. We can see their face. They're really here to get the results they're after. They're serious about this. And I want to get to know you. But as I'm getting to know you, I'm going, man, they need to meet each other. I mean, you're just incredible. We love you guys. All I have to say, we love you. Get in your family and become involved. Even if you just say, I'm going to set a timer and I'll spend 5 or 10 minutes in there today. You won't believe how much better that will do you than just scrolling social media. Scrolling social media is not going to get you where you want to go, but this is an action that you can take that will skyrocket you to the full life that you're after in so many different areas. So today we're talking about a question that we get often, and that is, should I buy a Vitamix? Now, here I am in the plant-based space, and I really don't know how to put these things together, and you have all these different questions, and you're thinking, do I really need to then start adding and buying these different things? And Jared and I would say that there are some tools that are absolutely necessary. If you can't do it right now, you can survive without it. But I really feel like this is one of those key pieces that if you don't do it, it's going to make it so much more difficult, because you don't want green chunkies if you're drinking green smoothies. And green smoothies are such a fantastic way to get a lot of nutrients into your body really fast if you're looking at healing. Then if you're not looking at green smoothies, or you think, you know, I really want to chew my food, things have been put out about that, and I don't really want to do a smoothie, you do you within the area of the 5 power foods. Fruits, vegetables, whole grains, nuts, and seeds, okay? You have some leeway there. We've talked about that. Go back and listen to our previous episodes where we shared all about making it customizable for you. But I will tell you, you're not going to want chunky dressings, chunky sauces, green chunky smoothies. You're not going to want those things.
So chunky milk.
Right. Oh, chunky milk. That's a good one, because we don't advocate straining your milk. I'm the queen of helping you take out all those steps that we don't have time for. right? This is about saving time, not taking more time. We've got to change our mindset around that, though, because we think these things are going to take me so much more time. No, if you have the tools you need, you are going to speed yourself up tremendously. So you've got to think, is it worth it to me to spend X amount of money that's going to free up my time, get me to the results faster, and I'm actually going to enjoy it? Because making it enjoyable is how you make it sustainable.
And I don't really think of it so much as a purchase as I do an investment.
It is.
So yes, there are some dollars involved with it. However, with our Vitamix, it has lasted for years. We actually just replaced our Vitamix. It lasted, the first one, 19 years.
19 years.
What appliances last that long? Not many. Not many. And it was a workhorse, and we used it multiple times a day.
Yeah, and so, we love the Vitamix. We have had it for years, like Jared said. And we'll put a link for you in the description of this podcast episode so you can see exactly which one we have. We don't have the fancy one with all the extra stuff. We bought the same basic model that we've had for years because it's a workhorse. It works great, and we love it. But it's not the only machine out there that will give you a smooth texture. It will give you a smooth texture. Absolutely. But if you think, I just can't afford that right now, like you're just in a situation where you just need to get the bare minimum, then you can get for around $100, sometimes even in the 70s, like close to 80, maybe 75. You can pick up a certain type of NutriBullet that we absolutely love. And we're going to put also the link for that down below in the description of this episode, because I want you to know these are the ones that we know that are tried and tested. They work. You may have to run whatever it is that you're grinding up longer in your NutriBullet, but I'll tell you, we own both and we use both.
We use them both daily,
multiple times a day. I love the NutriBullet for smaller batches, but even if you have a larger family and a smaller budget, you could still make the NutriBullet work. You just might have to run a couple of batches. You just go into it realizing that, and that's okay. Just realize the NutriBullet is not quite the workhorse. You will have to replace it sooner, most likely. You can buy replacement cups and things like that as well. So if those break, you can do that. And the base lasts for quite some time, years.
The base lasted us for several years, but the blade base, what I'm calling the base where the blade is, that probably lasted us about 2, maybe 3 years. But we were able to replace it for around $25, so not too bad. So again, I feel like we got our money's worth out of it, especially considering how many times a day we use it. But thinking about the Vitamix, and again, I had mentioned investment, if it's going to allow you to save time, like with nut milks or plant milks, not having to strain, you just turn it on, let it go for a couple of minutes, and now you have milk, well, you've saved time, you've saved money. You didn't have to put several gallons of nut milk in the refrigerator. You were able just to keep the nuts and then make it as you need it, and you're going to make far more. So in that way, you've actually saved money because you're not spending $3 or $4 or whatever it is. Now, we haven't bought nut milk in so long that if it's $3, $4 for a half gallon, you're using far less nuts. Maybe a few little dates, maybe just a small pinch of salt, because milk naturally has a little bit of a saltiness to it, and then filtered water. I mean, you're saving so much money there that it really could long-term save you money.
Oh, absolutely. You're going to save money. There's no doubt about it, because you're going to save money on gas driving to and from the store to pick up milk when you need it, milk going bad in your fridge. And also, it is better for you to make it, because if you knew how few nuts were in that nut milk that you were drinking at the store, it would shock you. It's mostly water and thickeners. A lot of them have thickeners in them, and it's not great. You don't want that.
And what if you buy nut milk and you think, it's okay, but it's not exactly the way that I want.
You don't get that flavor.
You can make it however you like. Or what if you think, I would like a certain kind of nut milk that just is not there. We make pecan milk all the time. I have yet to see it in the store.
No, wrap your mind around that for a minute. Pecan milk, pistachio milk. If you're not making it, why aren't you? Why are you copying what everybody's doing in the store? Listen, you need to get in the community where you get the ideas to do this stuff. This is what we talk about all this time inside our communities, inside the society. We're going to be going in depth in the course. I'm going to be walking you through, how do you make nut milk? How do you do these things? And you'll get to see it, because I think sometimes you have to have somebody walk you through at first. You know, you can hear it and you can listen to it, but in your mind, you still feel like it's difficult. But when you can see somebody walk you through that thing step by step, and you see, oh, I really can make it. It's not that, oh, I can vary it up like this. Oh, I could add this nut and that nut, and that's how many I add. And if I add more, it's thicker. And if I add less, it's thin. Like, you get all these tips, and it will just blow your mind to see how somebody does that. But I want you to wrap your mind around what Jared just said. You can make pecan milk. You can make pistachio milk. It's delicious. And why are you just using one nut? I'm going to stop there. I'm not going to go any further because we'll go into some of the stuff inside the course, because you need to see this for yourself. You need to see this happening. You just need to see somebody walk
through
it. When
you can see it, it makes it more real. And if the video is 2 minutes long and you watch from start to finish, oh, hey, they really did make nut milk in 2 minutes. I saw it. Oh, I absolutely can do this too.
Oh, it just blows your mind how easy it is. I mean, people come into our membership all the time and they're saying, I cannot believe how simple this is. And they'll see me make it in the kitchen video. And then they'll see Lainey make it, and she'll post about it in our community. And then they're like, oh, I'm going to make it now. I mean, this
just
happened.
Wow, that looks really good. Right. And someone else made it, not just Jared and Anita.
It just happened this week. You guys are amazing that are in our community, because you are learning and growing from each other. But this is where you get the ideas like the one Jared just shared. You can get these different nuts in there, but you've got to have the blender that will make it smooth. You don't want chunky milk, okay? So the Vitamix is going to do that for you. Again, we're going to post those links in the description for all these blenders we're talking about. The Vitamix will do that for you. This specific NutriBullet is really good. You just need to let it run longer. We have a new blender that we are absolutely loving called the DynaPro. It costs about the same as some of the Vitamix cost, but you can vacuum seal before you blend, which has been shown to preserve even more nutrients. And what I love about it is if you're doing a smoothie or something like that, it actually keeps your things from separating.
Yes.
We just recently kind of gotten into the vacuum blending, and I am loving my DynaPro. Do I still use my Vitamix all the time? Absolutely.
Every
Does
day.
That mean you need a Vitamix DynaPro and a NutriBullet? No, you do not. No, you do not. It's just that we love to test things out to show you about them so that you can decide what is the right thing for you. I will tell you that I think it's a great idea to have a NutriBullet and either a Vitamix or a DynaPro or something that just pulverizes it. Let's say you're listening and you think, you know what? I already have one and it makes everything smooth. Do I need to get one? No. No, you don't. If it works for you and it is really, really smooth and creamy, absolutely not. But if you're still making the creamy soups in the way I show you inside the community, and you're getting lumps and chunks of nuts and things like that in there, that's not going to be the most satisfying experience. So really, you won't believe how it will bump up your enjoyment of plant-based living to have smooth sauces, smooth dressings, to be able to make creamy kind of desserty drinks and things like that. I used to be the Frappuccino queen. Y'all know how much I loved dairy. I never really drank coffee except for the Starbucks Frappuccinos, like the mochas and the vanillas. I was addicted. I mean, there was a time when I was so addicted to those. And it wasn't about the coffee. You know what I'm talking about if you're a dairy queen like I am, right? It wasn't about the coffee. It was the sweetness, the sugariness.
The creamy.
And the cream. Yes, you got it, Jared. It's the cream. So if you're like me and you're a dairy queen, you've got to have a way to replace those things. You know, we always talk about it. You've got to find your new favorites, and that includes beverages. And so people come to us and they're like, how do I make my coffee creamy now? You need to know how to do those things. That's really, really important.
Are you having fun and getting some helpful tips today? Then please leave Mom and Dad a review, because they love getting to know you more.
Friend, we hope you're enjoying this episode as much as we love sharing it with you. It's our prayer that it's inspiring you and filling you with hope. If so, would you stop right now and share this podcast with another woman who's been praying for a health breakthrough? It would be a huge blessing to us if you'd take a few seconds to leave a written review on Apple Podcasts too. And now, back to the episode.
So making them creamier helps you to boost your enjoyment.
Yes.
And that is key for the sustainability aspect of this, because you need to enjoy the flavors, but the textures, the experience, that's what helps to make plant-based sustainable. And that's what we're all about. Because you can go plant-based by eating just a head of lettuce for every meal. But that's not enjoyable. That's not going to get you that long-term result that you want. So having the right equipment, the right tools, helps you to make these things faster, make them a lot more enjoyable. And I would even say there are times whenever they have made them more flavorful.
I think those are all incredible points. And I will also add, it makes them more nutrient dense, because you can get a whole lot more into something that you blend up than you can if it's not blended.
So, and how is that possible?
A lot of nutrients.
It's because you're bursting open all the plant cells. You're releasing the nutrients mm-hmm. from within the cells, because there's a lot of fiber around those plant cells that your body may not be able to break into, because there's a lot of fiber that we do not digest. Mm-hmm. And if we don't chew our food well.
Right. If we don't break the cell walls in the plants, you're not going to get the nutrients that are inside the cells. It's very important. And so that happens more when you're blending. Should you eat every meal blended then, or a large portion of your meals blended? No, I don't believe that's true. I think we need to chew our food and release things that way. But the reality is, a lot of us are really busy and we don't slow down to chew our food. We need to do that. Number one, that's super important. But this is just another way to get more whole plant foods into your life and to get, like Jared said, those sauces and things that make it enjoyable. And if you've got it lumpy and chunky when it's not supposed to be, you're going to think, ugh, you know, this isn't enjoyable. I mean, imagine having company come over and you're serving a sauce over pasta that's not supposed to be lumpy, and it's lumpy and chunky. Or you're like, here, try this plant milk, and it's got a bunch of nut bits in it. I mean, that's no good. That doesn't taste good. Nobody's going to want to do that. And you're only going to be able to force yourself through that for so long. And then you'll find yourself right back where you started. And we don't want that for you. We want you to make this sustainable. That is what makes us different. We're all about making this sustainable. And to be sustainable, it's got to be quick. And the blenders are going to speed you up, literally. Absolutely. Speed you up, because there are complete meals that we make in our blender. One of those is our creamy tomato soup. Now, if you have the Power on Plants cookbook, I want you to be watching your email, because I'm going to send you that recipe. It's an exclusive recipe that's only inside our society at the current time. But because you've listened to this podcast and you bought the cookbook, I'm going to send it to you as a bonus. So you're going to be getting that added to your cookbook files. And I'm also going to send it to you in an email. So again, all of you that have the Power on Plants cookbook, it's going to be in there. And if you haven't bought it yet, why not? This is the cookbook you need to get started, because I've focused on not just main meals, but getting the things into your hands that are your old favorites in a new way. So it includes salad dressings and sauces and drinks and desserts.
And
yes,
breakfast.
Desserts are not off limit. Breakfast, absolutely. It includes mains. It includes extra categories, all the different things that you can think of. You're going to have some recipes in each of those categories. I did that intentionally, again, so that you can find your new favorite. So go to poweronplants.com/cookbook. That's poweronplants.com/cookbook now. If you don't have it, and pick up your copy, it's a whole bundle. It's not just the cookbook. I've got other resources in there that are going to help you on your plant-based journey as well. But we're sharing this creamy tomato soup with you because it is the perfect example of how you can take a blender, a tool that's going to speed you up, and literally in 5 minutes, you can have dinner on the table that your family's going to love. If they like Campbell's creamy tomato soup or Campbell's cream of tomato, my mom used to make it for me. Y'all listen, it was one of my favorite things. I cannot even believe that, but it was one of my favorite things. She cooked a lot from scratch. My parents, in case you don't know or haven't been listening very long, they owned a barbecue restaurant. So I grew up on down-home Southern cooking, barbecue, all those things, Brunswick stew, like all the dessert. All the desserts. My mom was a baker. My dad was a baker. He made breads and cakes and pies. And I love all those things. That's why I know we've got to have those things we love. So I've included some of each of those in the cookbook. But this recipe is one of those ones that is just going to make you go, I cannot even believe this. If you love tomato soup, this is going to blow your mind. But you have to have a blender that pulverizes it, or you're going to have chunks and you won't like it. You've got to have that. So I'm going to show you how to make a tomato soup that's creamy and absolutely delicious. You can have dinner on the table really, you can have it blended up within just a couple of minutes. It's literally dump and go. If you have the cookbook, again, check your email. I'm going to be sending this out to you. If you don't have the cookbook yet, I'm adding it to the cookbook file. So this will be now for eternity in the Power on Plants cookbook. You can get it there. And this will give you an idea of some of the other recipes we're releasing into our private community, Power on Plants Society, which is going to become the back end community, the alumni community for the course that's coming out. So in the future, you won't be able to join Power on Plant Society, because I feel like after working with so many clients, the ones that have gotten great results, there's certain steps that we've taken them through in the society. And what we're doing is I'm packaging all of those up for you in a signature course that's going to walk you through week one, step one, week two, step two, week three, step three. And along the way, we'll have coaching calls that I talk to you and we can go through your questions and all of those things. It's going to be amazing. So it's inside there, whether you're a member of the course that's coming up or you're a member of society, that is where you get all of my exclusive recipes hot off the presses. And let me tell you, the comments blow up and everybody gets so excited when I release them because everybody's in the kitchen making them. A lot of times I'll go into the kitchen, I'll make it and show you, look how simple this is. It's so easy. And I'll do a video walkthrough of this is how you make it. And then everybody's on there just giving their opinions. Like recently we released our chocolate cheesecake pie. It is amazing. It will blow your mind. And then
it's fantastic.
We love it.
And I think the reason why so many people are just light up when you release the recipes is because these are things they have asked for. We've heard several people ask for something specific. So then Anita figures, okay, how can I make this plant-based? How can we find something we love that loves us back? And then we release it and it's fantastic.
Oh, it is so good. I mean, when you can find those things and you think, and you thought to yourself in the past, I'll never be able to have that thing before. Like, I can't have desserts or I can't have this specific thing. Like, I used to love cheesecake. Well, now we have cheesecake and it's a much healthier version. Is it something you should be eating every single day? No, probably not.
Because but it's so good, you'll want to.
You'll want to.
But it's nice to be able to have those favorite things every once in a while. So if you have a special occasion, a birthday, an anniversary, friends coming over, and you just want to have that special little something, it's there.
But you're getting a dessert that has whole plant foods that are delicious, that doesn't have 2 cups of sugar in it like a normal cheesecake might, and all the other cheese and mess that it has in it that is keeping you stuck, that's making you hurt and sluggish and have respiratory issues. All that stuff is out and you've got good things in there. And it makes you feel good and it tastes great. And you're thinking, I can't tell you how many times I hear, I do not miss this at all. Anita, you're a genius. This is amazing. And it's just incredible when you get these flavors together, how it can change your life. I love doing this. I mean, this is my heart because I see people posting after I post a recipe or do a walkthrough and they're going, I cannot believe how easy this is. This has totally revolutionized my life. I'm now going out. I'm playing with my kids. I'm free to do all these things. You think it's going to take you more time when actually it's going to take you less. And you think it's going to be more expensive when actually it's going to cost less. You think it's going to be hard when actually it ends up being easier. I mean, all these lies that we believed are lies from the enemy and they're keeping you stuck. Get in the community where you can get free. Get the cookbook and start making these recipes. You will not believe how your life is going to change when you start getting these foods. It's not just like, oh, I just want to eat a little more vegetable here and there. When you start getting all your main meals veggies and you replace one at a time all your favorites, you're not going to miss the old stuff because you're going to be loving it. That's why we say we're about making it sustainable, because we show you how to do it in the way that's quick, simple, and delicious. You look forward to your life every single day. You don't dread what's going to be on your plate and have to force yourself through it because you're on a, quote, diet. That is no way to live. You can be free from that.
Maybe we need to make a slight change in the way that we present this, because we keep saying quick, simple, and delicious. Maybe we need to say quick, simple, delicious for a lifetime.
Ooh, I love that.
For a lifetime.
Quick, simple, and delicious for a lifetime. That's it. That's sustainable, because if it's not for a lifetime, how's it going to help you in the long run? I mean, sure, maybe you could do something else and push through and lose weight and get some energy back and stop hurting a little bit. But overall, if you're miserable, you know you're not going to continue it. It's just the reality of the situation.
And what we know and what research has even shown, all those symptoms come right back. Weight, the fatigue, the pain. and you've not gained any ground.
And we are not here for that. We're here for a lot of great things, but that is not what we're here for. We are going to gain ground. We are going to feel better. We are going to empower our bodies to live out our God-given callings and dreams. And that we are so here for. So get yourself a blender that is going to set you up for success if you don't have one that does that yet. If you don't have one that makes things smooth and creamy and delicious, we're putting the links for you in the show notes. Get Inside Pie, Podcast Insider's experience. Join us there at powerandplants.com/pie. This is our free group. That's powerandplants.com/PIE. Make sure you post your picture and post a little bit about yourself, and you might even get a little personal note and we can get to know each other. But then get in there and get to know each other as well, because that is going to be key to unlocking a whole lot of freedom and joy in your life. If you don't know where to start, or you just need some recipes that you know are going to taste great and be really simple and easy to prepare that are going to bring you plant-based joy, go to powerandplants.com/cookbook. Get your cookbook today. We cannot wait to get to know you inside of Pie. We love that you're a part of the Power and Plants family. We've loved hanging out with you again today, and we will see you again soon.